Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I don't know how the roles are going to work out, so we can get into that maybe too, but I think pretty clearly he's made himself what should be the third highest targeted guy once Worthy and Rice are even back in the fold, because he's done a nice job getting up and deep. So at least they found something on offense that works.
Even targeting in the two losses, I think we talked about it a little bit last week, but in the two losses, if you were looking for anything positive on offense, really the only thing you could find was that through the first 2 weeks, they were able to multiple times a game scheme open, or at least you say, hey, Tyquan Thornton's going to run past the guy. Get Tyquan Thornton open down the field. They did it in week one, even though they lost the game. They did it in week two, as we all saw, on the overthrow, and then they eventually connected. And then we obviously saw it play out a few times. And Tyquan held up the well, I got it.
That's a great photo.
Yeah, it is. And he joked about, he was asked about the celebration. He's like, I was just like letting everybody know that I had it, letting the sideline know so nobody had to worry that I caught it this time. He's been somebody they have been able to get open. You can see why Patrick Mahomes is excited about him, because he's got an opportunity to throw the ball down the field. You know, we saw it a little bit towards the end of last season with Worthy, and that's the part where maybe we'll get to see it this Sunday. We'll see. But do they have two guys now down the field that you can say Mahomes has an opportunity to go and stretch the field a little bit? Because that's been, like, overall the issues that exist. So much of it is still, do they have anybody to stretch the field to make it easier for the guys in the intermediate routes? Well, Tyquan Thornton is now 3 weeks in a row put on tape. Clearly, he's a threat. Clearly. And this was the biggest threat in a primetime stage now on Sunday Night Football with everybody watching. And so I think that's huge. There's no doubt right this second when it's him and it's Brown and it's Juju and Remigio basically and Kelsey. Yeah, Thornton is their biggest playmaker on the field currently. And that is wild to say, like, back up to months ago and everything, but that's the reality. Tyquan Thornton, in a roundabout way, because of that catch, you could argue if this season ends up going the way you hope it still goes, he may have saved their season, Cody, by making that catch.
Well, and Mahomes may have saved the season when he slapped the ball at the defender's hand from his own mistake, but also I am not ignoring that Isaiah Pacheco was turned around backwards on that play for what seemingly is no reason, so we can get to that too. Mm-hmm. Tyquan is interesting because overall, it's objectively, I think, a negative. The Tyquan Thornton, a wide receiver who is on a 3-14, wide receiverless New England Patriots team who was cut, is your number one weapon. That cannot be good. Like, just overall, that cannot speak volumes about where you are offensively. But if all of a sudden you're telling me that Rashee Rice, who can be a top 20 wide receiver in the Chiefs' mind, and I think can be, Xavier Worthy, who had a tremendous second half to his rookie year, and now all of a sudden Tyquan Thornton is a complementary piece to the offense, now you can talk me into, like, building a little bit of something. But in the meantime, he is kind of a saving grace, because, like, they don't have a lot of guys to throw to, and Tyquan has made himself a viable target for Patrick Mahomes, and he deserves a ton of credit for that.
And Mahomes clearly trusts him, right, to be able to continue to throw it down the field at the rate they are. But they have been able to get him open. They're going to continue, I think, to get him open down the field. You mentioned, hey, when Worthy and Rice are on the same field, so let's fast forward to week eight or so, when everybody's there and hopefully they're healthy and the whole grouping is there. What does his role look like? He clearly is going to have the deep threat all year, right? That's going to be his role. The question will be, and this is where, like, I don't even know if the depth chart really matters, Cody. You know, you were saying, like,
it's just routes and
you said, I think he should be higher on the depth chart than Hollywood Brown in a month or two when he's there. I don't even know if I care where he's at on the depth chart, because I think it's more about continuing to take the shots down the field. He maybe will develop into more of an all-around receiver, but he is probably not going to be an intermediate guy for this team and short, you know, and short passes and move the chains type of guy. I say that, and yesterday he did come up with three big third down catches. But when everybody's in the mix, I still think he's still going to be viewed as a deep threat. Well, they're going to go to Rice. You know, to me, you know, Hollywood Brown was still going to have a role in this team. I don't think we should now, just 3 weeks in, act as if Hollywood Brown's suddenly just not going to find himself on the football field in a month. I don't believe that. If he's healthy, Hollywood Brown will be on the field. But in terms of taking shots multiple times a game, yeah, Tyquan Thorne is going to continue to do that, and there's no reason why they would pivot from that.
I just think he'd be more of a timeshare than originally thought. Tyquan, although he was our camp darling, winner of Camp the initial Camp Darling Island. If you had told me what his total receiving yardage is now, Gold, I would have told you that wasn't going to be off of way off of what I thought he'd get for the season. Like, maybe after the Rashee Rice suspension, I would have changed the number a little bit. But, like, I thought Tyquan Thornton was going to be like a 300-yard guy on the year. Like, a contributor that you catch a couple of deep balls to. He already has 171 yards. More importantly than anything is the deep pass. Not for small reason. They had Xavier Worthy on this team last year. They, for 2 years, are the worst deep play, big play team probably in the NFL that matters, let's say. There are probably five or six teams that are worse at it. The low lifes of the NFL who are worse at it. But his average depth of target is like 25 yards down the field. His average reception is 19 yards per catch all day with that. He only has 9 catches on the year. Yeah. It feels like way more than that. Because every catch he makes is for 19 yards, so you absolutely feel it. And so, at the end, they've already found, this is the one bright side we talk about anytime like you're missing a player, is that you know Tyquan Thornton's role now. When everyone's back and everything's back here, we're talking week 7, right? Because Rashee Rice actually gets a return to the practice field halfway through your suspension. You get a return to the practice field. So Rashee Rice...
No, he's not at the practice field. He's in the facility.
Go to meetings.
Yeah, see, I don't
practice week up, maybe, is what it is.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
So he's back. He's back in the facility. Rashee Rice is around. So, like, you can feel the, like, yeah. Okay, we're only a couple of weeks away. Rashee Rice is around the corner. You found out what Tyquan Thornton does well for you, and you can use that. Like, that's a real thing. That's a real part of the weapon. I just wasn't... with almost... zero uncertainty. He is already a better wide receiver for this team than Hollywood Brown. Like, I don't have any...
He's done more to this point, and it's only 3 games in. Yeah, I mean, and a lot of it is because Hollywood Brown barely played last season, so what's funny is it's not like Tyquan Thorne's played that many fewer games than Hollywood Brown has in a Chiefs uniform. I mean, that's the other part of the whole deal. I mean, yes, who has, to this point, contributed more to winning a football game in their career, in a Chiefs career? Tyquan Thornton, absolutely. There's no argument with that.
And they have a similar amount of yardage.
Right.
This year.
Right. Yeah, I think Tyquan Thornton is going to have a key role throughout the entire season. And it could end up being a wide receiver room that we look at in a month or so from now. We say, you know what? Actually, we went from, you know, being just dreadful and lack of personnel all over the place to there is that scenario where
everybody
all of a sudden... Worthy has his role, and Rice, we know what he can be. And then you have Tyquan, and then you have Hollywood Brown, who is a nice intermediate wide receiver for you. And the pressure that is on any of those guys is far less if they're all on the field at the same time. And then, not to mention, if Travis Kelce is going to really just be more of an occasional third down, move the chains guy at this point of his career. All right, that works if you have everybody else and their ability. I mean, there's the whole
Travis run. Is going to be getting single coverage from linebackers if the wide receiver unit lives up to the hype. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think the question on the running game is still valid, and we'll get to that at some point later on today and throughout the week. We're just talking about the receiving game right now, but it's hard not to be excited to see what Tyquan Thornton has done. And it is funny. He was the official camp darling of 2025.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.